We all know that for man to do certain work, there is always a starting point.
比如说一个人呢，他想要结婚。
For instance, when one considers marriage.
那他的起始点呢，就是看看有几个方面呢，要自己去找啊，按照自己的理想，按照自己的标准啊，去找他所想要的对象。
And so for him to start, he need to consider about who he is looking for, where he is looking for.And what are the requirements, qualifications?
还是他的起始点啊，就是祷告啊，来交托神。
Or it may be that his starting point is in prayer, in which he gives all guidance to God.
那一个人要开始建立他自己的事业，他也是要有个开始。
Likewise, for one to establish his career, he also needs a starting point.
所以一个人呢，无论做什么事情，他总是要有个开始，不管他所做的是对还是错。
So whatever man does, whether it be right or wrong, he needs to have a starting point.
那神要做事情呢，当然都是对的。
For God to do his work, he does everything in its good way.
但是神要做事情也是有一个开始。
But for God to do his good works, and that there is also a starting point.
我们请看《创世纪》第一章第二节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2.
创世纪第一章的第二节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 2.
创世纪第一章第二节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 2.
地是空虚混沌。渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。起初，神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
可是呢，地啊，却是空虚混沌。
But the earth was without form and void.
而且也没有光，都是黑暗的。
And darkness was on the face of the deep.
神为了要彰显他的全能，要彰显他的荣耀，要使人同享他的荣耀，他都来创造其他的星球、人、动物。
And so for God to manifest his work and to glorify his name, so he created the creations in the universe.
所以神呢，用六天的时间呢，来创造宇宙大地。
And so God used the time frame of 6 days to create all things.
但是这个以前呢，神的灵啊，先运行在水面上。
But before all this, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
那神的灵就是圣灵。
The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit.
当时呢，什么都还没有。
At that time, there was nothing.
但神要开始工作了，要开始创造了。
But God is about to begin His work. God is about to create.
所以神创造起始点就是神的灵，就是圣灵。
And so God's starting point was His Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit.
然后神就开始创造出啊伟大的万物。
And so God began to create His mighty works.
我们有几十人去看过大峡谷呢
Now, many of us have seen the Niagara Falls.
不是
Was that Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon, yeah. 去过请举手大峡谷。
Anyone who's been to Grand Canyon, please raise your hands.
请放下。我要来参加 NYTS 以前呢，顺便带我太太去大峡谷看一看。
Before I came into NYTS, I brought my wife to go view the Grand Canyon.
我以前也没有去过，这是我第一次去的。
I've never been there, and it was my first.
哇，那个风景啊，真是美极，很漂亮。
The scenery was indeed very breathtaking.
很多那个游客啊，都是想不通啊，说神怎么会创造出这种美丽的风景？
Many beautiful places, it's hard for us to imagine how God come to create such beautiful scenes.
那个谁是他啊，那个岩石啊，就是断层啊，那个很深啊。
And how the canyons were formed.
石头呢，就是一层一层啊，排得很整齐。
And you could see layers of rock formed in a very, very proper way.
我看了大峡谷以后呢，我回到凤凰城啊，去访问信徒。
After visiting Grand Canyon, I returned back to Phoenix Church to visit the believers.
那信徒啊，他前几年呢，到过中国大陆的黄山。
And there are some believers who've been to the Yellow Mountain in mainland China.
那他就放了录影带，黄山的录影带啊，让我看。
And so he played the videotape of this Yellow Mountain for me to watch.
我看那个山啊，比 大峡谷啊，更漂亮。
And I looked at this mountain. It was even more breathtaking than the Grand Canyon.
那个山啊，不同的形状。
The mountains have its forms.
而且呢，在山里边啊，可以长出很漂亮的松树。
And that in the mountains, it has bloomed many beautiful trees.
每一年呢，吸引了成千上万的游客。
And then every year, it attracted thousands of many tourists.
每一个人都是叹为观止，说神怎么会创造出那么美妙的风景？
And so many people think in their mind, how is it that God is able to create something so beautiful?
那神创造这些以后呢，再来就是创造人。
After God has created all things, then He created man.
那人的身体也是很美妙啊。
And even the body of a man is very beautiful.
那神创造这些东西呢？ 它的开始点就是神的灵运行在水面上。
In all these creations, it all begins with the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the waters.
所以神要做工，我们都知道，创造天地万物呢是一个很伟大的工程。
We know to do this great and mighty work is indeed take much effort.
那神要做工啊，以前就是神的灵先运行在水面上。
And before God does this beautiful work, that His Spirit hovered.
然后神就借着他的话，一吩咐。
And then by his words, the words that came out of his mouth that he commanded, everything came to its being.
我们再请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
马太福音第一章二十节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 20。
正十殿这时的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”时候满足了。
The time has been fulfilled in which God is about to send His beloved Son into this world for salvation.
在旧约时代，神选召亚伯拉罕出他的故乡。
In the Old Testament, God have called Abraham from his land.
神的应许啊，亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，要建立国度。
And then God promised Abraham that his descendants shall be a mighty nation.
啊，就是你们所学习的《撒母耳记下》里面的故事。
And about the stories in which you have all learned in 2 Samuel.
也就是大卫的故事。
The story of King David.
那以后神呢，继续带领他的百姓。
Later on, God continues to guide his people.
但是他的百姓呢，总是啊顽梗啊作恶。
But his people turned their back against God and have done wickedness.
神虽然派遣很多先知啊去警告他们。
Though God has sent many of his prophets to give them warning.
啊，依照了宣读神的律法。
And have proclaimed much of the laws and the commands of God.
但是他们把神的话丢在背后。
But they treat and tossed away the words of God.
他们认为神的话，神的律典章啊，对他们是毫无关系的。
They feel that the words of God has nothing to do with them in their life.
但是神说啊，这个就是你们的生命呢。But
God said to them, "My words is your life."
还是没有人要听。But
no one wants to grant their ears.
甚至他们杀害神的先知。They
even kill the messengers in which God have sent.
那神一直忍耐，一直等。And
so man continues to wait.
等到时候到了。Until
the time has come.
神要用另外一种方式来拯救人类。That
God has prepared another way to show His salvation.
但是那个方式啊，神在开始做工以前，他的开始点呢，是用圣灵。And
the starting point of the salvation, God also used His Holy Spirit.
所以说啊，因他所怀的孕啊是圣灵，神就把圣灵放在玛利亚的身上。And
so it states here, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚就怀孕了。And
so Mary was conceived.
这是很奇妙的事情啊。This
is a miracle.
这个很多人都想不通啊。It's
a mystery.
So 很多人不相信。And
so many people could not believe.
但是事实上，神做工的起始点就是从圣灵。And
so the starting points of God's mighty works is His Holy Spirit.
就是约瑟呢，他想不通啊。Even
Joseph was confused.
他的未婚妻啊，玛利亚为什么会怀孕？His
fiancée, how come she is pregnant?
他正在想的时候。
And while he was pondering this,
他没有马上很冲动啊，出去找玛利亚算账。
He was not very rash and very quick in coming to judgment.
他想不通的时候, 他就想一想, 冷静一下子。
And so when he could not understand, he quieted himself and thought about it.
他想不通的时候,
when he could not understand, he is even willing to take the shame.
他虽然这个事情啊,
though this matter is injustice to him,
他从来没有想到神做工的起始点就是圣灵。
He never thought that God's starting point would be of the Holy Spirit.
要借着他的未婚妻啊来怀孕。
And to use his wife, his fiancée, as the mighty work.
他正在想的时候, 神就差遣天使来告诉他这个奥秘，这个神的计划。
Just as he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and revealed to him the mysteries of God.
所以告诉他，你的未婚妻玛利亚所怀的孕呢，是从圣灵来的，您只管娶过她来。
And say, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
我们再请看马太福音的第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter
3, 16节,
verse
16. 3章16节,
chapter
3,
verse
16. 仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，17节。
17.
从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”耶稣是神所差来的独生子。Jesus
is the Son of God sent to this world.
他经过圣灵怀孕以后啊，他就生出来的。After
he was conceived through the Holy Spirit, he was born.
生出来就变成人了。And
as he is born, he became a man.
所以圣经说啊，就变成人的样式。
And he became with the image of man.
所以他小时候也是他妈妈要帮他喂奶，要帮他换尿布。
And so when he was little, a child, his mother need to breastfeed him and also change his diapers.
那他小时候也是要经过学习的过程。
And while he was young, he also needs through the process, go through the process of learning.
所以他到30岁以前呢，就是在家里面学习。
And so before the age of 30, he has spent his life at home learning.
他一直要等到圣灵降到他身上以后，他才出去做工。
He is to wait until the Holy Spirit descended on him and that he begins his work.
所以神要耶稣开始做工的起始点是从哪里开始呢？
And so what is the starting point in which God bestowed power to Jesus?
从圣灵降下以后开始。
It was after the descension of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus.
所以神的灵好像是鸽子降在他身上。
The Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him.
而且要圣灵来证实，这是神所高立的。
And this is also to prove that Jesus is God's anointed one.
所以这是很奇妙的事情啊。
This is a very miraculous thing.
所以耶稣呢，他还是一直等啊，等到30岁，圣灵降在他身上以后，他就出去了。
And so Jesus waited until his age 30, and after he had received the power from the Holy Spirit, and he went out to do his work.
他是道成肉身，在他里面有神性。
That he came to this world, but he had the divine nature of God within him.
但是因为他是成为人的样式，所以他还是必须要等候。
But because he came in the image of man, therefore he still needs to go through the process of time.
一直等到神说可以开始了，他才开始。
Up until the calling of God, then he can begin his good work.
这开始的证据就是圣灵。
And the starting point of this, the proof of it, is the Holy Spirit.
所以他的使徒们呢，也是见证啊，说耶稣基督是神所高立的基督啊。
And so his disciples even witnessed and said he is a highly anointed one of God.
用圣灵和能力所高立的。
And that he was been anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以看到神要为他的救恩来预备，来施行，来拯救人类的起始点，就是圣灵。
And so the starting point of God's gracious salvation is his Holy Spirit.
我们再请看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the books of Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。 并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。耶稣在世上结束了他的任务以后啊，他被钉十字架啊，复活升天。
After Jesus has completed his work on earth, that he died on the cross and he resurrected and received up into heaven.
但是他曾经说啊，他要建立啊，在地面上的神的国度。
But he has said previously that he was established for himself a kingdom on the earth.
他怎么开始呢？
And how does he start?
要降下圣灵开始。
And that is, he sent his Holy Spirit.
好，我们看主耶稣的门徒们。
To his disciples.
他们在耶路撒冷等候。
They were waiting in the city of Jerusalem.
他们是不敢乱动啊。
They dare not to move too much.
他们并没有，因为他们是主耶稣的门徒啊，他们就要擅自的出去传福音。
It is not because they were called as the disciple of Jesus now that they go out and preached and scattered.
耶稣告诉他们说，你们在耶路撒冷等候。
Because Jesus commanded them and said to wait for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem.
所以他们不用人的意思啊，去做神的事情。
So they did not do their own will or according to man's mind.
他们一定要等神的时间。
But they are to wait for the good timing of God.
等神说好，你们可以开始了。
Up until the time in which God said, "Okay, it is time for you to do its work."
但是那个开始的证据是什么？就是圣灵。
But what is the starting point? The proof of the starting point? It is the Holy Spirit.
我们今天在教会也是一样啊。
Today, likewise in church.
啊，大家回到自己的地方教会去服事以后啊。
After we return to our local churches and we are to serve.
有在等啊，等神的时间。
We are to wait also for the time of God.
神的时间的证据是什么
？And what is the proof in the time of God?
就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
所以这些门徒等到圣灵降临以后啊，什么事情发生在他们身上呢
？And so after they've waited and the Holy Spirit have descended, what have happened to the disciples?
我们可以看到这些门徒们啊，他们本来是没有学问的，是农民比较多，不是渔夫啊。
We see initially that these disciples.Are uneducated and were weak.
那些中间的分子啊，就是没有受学问的。
They were just commoners. They did not have education.
但是当他们受的圣灵以后呢
？But after they have received the Holy Spirit,
啊，他们被抓去关了。
They were put into prisons.
因为他们传神的道了，传耶稣的道，与一般当地的百姓啊的理念不符合。
Because they preached the gospel, the words of God.Which was not accepted by the traditional Jews. And so they were cast into the prison. And they were judged. And even those who judged against them, they questioned among themselves and say, How is it possible that you, who are without education, you, a commoner, and have such power? How do you have such eloquence?
啊，那个胆量跟口才从哪里来呢
？Where comes your authority and your eloquence?
啊，从圣灵而来呀。
It comes from the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为神要开始工作了。
Because God is about to do His mighty work.
神开始工作的证据就是圣灵。
And the proof of His mighty work is the descension of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵降在他们身上，他们就有口才，有胆量。
And so the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and so their mouth was able to speak.
有能力。
And so they were filled with power.
要等候圣灵降临。
So we need to wait for the descension of the Holy Spirit.
我们看史蒂凡呢，他遇害以前。
We looked at Stephen before he was martyred.
很多人也是在逼迫他。
There are many people who persecuted him.
他呢，以智慧跟口才为食。
And he was full of wisdom and also full of eloquence.
哇，他的智慧充满了。
He was full of wisdom.
所以圣灵就赏赐给他智慧。
And the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit have given him this wisdom.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神亲自自己要开始动工了。
Because God is about to do His good work.
在1917年啊，神亲自在中国大陆呢建立真教会。
In 1917, God by His own hands He has established the true church.
啊，那个起始点是什么呢
？And what is its starting point?
那开始不是人呢。
It did not begin with man.
所有的教派，我们教会的历史啊，最微弱。
All compared to all the other denominations, our history is one of the smallest.
很多教派他们历史啊，谁创立的，谁怎么样啊，谁谁谁，都是人。
Many of the history of the other denominations, they have a history as who is the founder, which man contributed.
所以你要叫我们谈教会的历史呢，有时候很难谈。
And so when we sometimes discuss about the history of True Jesus Church, it is quite difficult.
因为所谓谈谈人的历史，这个很难啊。
Because we do not have the history of man.
为什么？因为我们教会是圣灵亲自设立的。
Because our church has been established by the Spirit of God.
不是人呢。
It was not established by man's hand.
所以1917年嘛，圣灵亲自带领，哎，在中国呢就要建立起真教会。
And so 1917, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the church was established in mainland China.
大家还记得昨天卓传道讲七个比喻吗？
Remember yesterday, that Preacher Zhou mentioned about the seven parables.
他说天国啊，最后一个真教会比喻啊，三个，天国啊就好像什么？
What did he say? The heavenly kingdom is like
珠宝啊，珍宝藏在地里头。
It is like a treasure that is hidden in the field.
那就是圣灵啊。
And that is the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
所以在末日神要再重新建立真教会呢，也是从圣灵开始。
And so in the last days, when God establishes His church, it is also through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那今天呢，很多人呢，反对认为我们教会的圣灵呢是一种邪教。
Many people outside consider our Holy Spirit as evil.
所以呢，我们要登广告，很多报纸啊也不让我们登。Sometimes
we try to put our advertisement in the newspaper, but they would not permit so.
有的教派啊，听到真耶稣教会就摇头。
And when sometimes other denominations hear of True Jesus Church, they shake their heads.
这个都不用管了。They
say, do not think of them.
神要开始工作起始点就是圣灵。
The starting point of God's work is His Holy Spirit.
圣灵开始做工。
And so the Holy Spirit began to do His work.
所以神很奇妙。
So God is mysterious.
我们今天教会为什么那么注重求圣灵？
Why does our church emphasize so much on having the Holy Spirit?
因为神做工的一切的起始点都是从圣灵开始的。
Because all the starting point of God's work begins with the Holy Spirit.
灵他要创造出世界，也就是神的灵先运行在水面上，神的灵开始。
In the beginning of creation, God needs sent His Spirit to hover around above the water.
耶稣要道成肉身，也是从圣灵开始。
Before Jesus came to this world, it was also through the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣他本身要出去传道理，也是从圣灵开始。
Before Jesus started His missionaries, that He also waited for the Holy Spirit.
使徒时代，神要建立教会，也是从圣灵开始。
Time of the apostles, the church was established also through the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天神建立真教会啊，真的是教会也是从圣灵开始。
Today, True Jesus Church, it also has begun with the descension of the Holy Spirit.
今天神要在你的心里面做工，也是从圣灵开始。
Today, God will do His mighty work within your hearts. It also begins with the descension of the Holy Spirit.
请看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2,
13节,
verse 13.
13节,
verse 13.
你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。我们听了道理以后，就很感动。
We've heard sermons and we are moved.
就想要为神做工啊。
And we have the fire within us to do God's work.
你要想为神做工以这个念头以前呢，神的灵早在你的心里面运作了。
But before these thoughts even have come into our mind, the Spirit of God has already moved within our heart.
所以神要借着你来替教会服事。
And that through you as an instrument, that God will complete His holy work.
他的开始点呢，就是圣灵。
And His starting point is again the Holy Spirit.
那神将做的目的啊，就是要成全神的旨意。
And His purpose is to do His good will.
那神要更新我们的心。 And
so God shall give us a renewed heart.
神要改变我们。
God will change us.
也就从圣灵开始。
It all begins with the Holy Spirit.
所以以赛亚书32章15节那边记载。
And so it's recorded in Isaiah chapter 32.
等到圣灵降临了。
Until the time of the descension of the Holy Spirit.
旷野啊，就变成肥田。
That the wilderness will become a fattened field.
肥田看有树林啊。
And then the field will become a great forest.
所以本来是一片荒凉之地。
Initially it starts out as a desert.
本来是很硬心的。
First, we start with a very hard heart.
本来是没有爱心的。
First, we begin with no love.
本来心里面的情欲是很强的。
We begin with lustful and our own will.
圣灵降临，圣灵做工以后啊，一个人就改变。
But after the descension of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, we begin to change.
所以今天呢，神要在我们身上做工。
So today, God will do His work in us.
在你们身上做工，要神要祝福你们。
And you, God will bless.
要让你们在学校成绩啊有好的成绩。
So that you can do well academically.
在你们婚姻上啊祝福你们。
That you will be blessed in your marriage.
在事业上祝福你们。
And that you will be blessed in your careers.
神工作起始点是什么？
What is the starting point of God's work?
神要祝福大家起始点是什么？
What is the beginning of God's blessing to His to the people?
是什么？
What is it?
哎，我讲了那么长半个小时，啊，大声一点。
Louder, please.
好，再问一次啊，神要祝福大家。
God wants to bless everyone.
神要祝福大家的起始点是什么
？And what is the starting point of God's blessing?
好，所以我们要等一下祷告。
So right, we will pray.
我们祷告很长的时间。
We pray with a long duration.
大家祷告什么
？What do we pray?
是不是脑袋空空啊
？Is our brain empty?
有时候会跑出去啊，乱跑啊。人在这边，可是脑今天已经跑到外边去了。
Our body may be here, but is our mind wandering around?
有些明天礼拜六或许要赶快叫朋友。帮忙带个波波奶茶来喝喝吧。
Tomorrow is Sabbath, so you know some local brother and sister, and maybe you give them a call and say, "Tomorrow, bring me some bubble tea."
还是想到您家里的狗啊，小狗。
Or think of your dog or pets at home.
所以我们祷告心里面要想什么
？And so in our prayer, what is our heart? What is our mind thinking?
我们祷告为了自己祷告。
So when we pray for ourselves.
每一个祷告事项，假如是三分钟还是五分钟
？We may have only spent 3 minutes to 5 minutes.
为你自己祷告五分钟。
You pray for yourself 5 minutes.
你需不需要神来帮助呢？你需不需要神的保护呢
？Do you need God to help you? Do you need God to guide you?
你的父母亲需不需要神的保护？需不需要神的保守
？Does your parents also need the guidance and the blessing of God?
你所爱的人
，The one you love.
你的教会
the church,
你的未来
your future,
你把它分到每一项的话
you categorize each one of them,
40分钟也不够啊
40 minutes will not be enough,
你在帮美国的每一间教会祷告
you pray for each of the churches,
我们20间呢
we have 20 churches,
每一间你帮他祷告两分钟
even if you spend 2 minutes per church,
你看我们40分钟哪里够
and then you will fill that 40 minutes,
两分钟很短啊
2 minutes is very short,
有时候我以前祷告也是一样，就帮每间教会祷告。
Like before, I also pray for each of the churches.
有时候临安的。
Sometimes when the bell rang,
哇，还有一间教会还没有祷告。
And there was still lacking one church.
所以啊，四十分钟啊不算长。
So actually, 40 minutes is not that long.
想想神在我们工作的起始点，圣灵。
Just think about that the starting point of God's work is the Holy Spirit.
我们坚持被圣灵充满。
And that we be persistent in being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是我们教会神所给我们的资产。
And this is the inheritance in which God has bestowed upon this church.
除此以外，我们没有办法，没有什么。
Besides this, there is no other.